Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What the bigger deal is right now for Browns wide receiver, Amari Cooper's oopsies? Or Jerry Jeudy's big game. And great stuff from Nathan there. Carmen and the Lima's emerging podcast scene tackles the sports scene with a different style every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 10:15. Listen live on the 92.3 The Fan Extra channel on the free Odyssey app and 92.3thefan.com. Presented by Extend Technologies. Or check out every single archived episode. So here's the thing. Everything that has happened with Amari Cooper the last 2 weeks has been every bit of the fear that I had in the preseason. Amari was very honest, and we appreciate the honesty where Amari was forthright about the contractual situation he was in and some of the disappointments that he had had with maybe not getting more years here and not extending out the contract, even though he got more money specifically for this year. So he was very honest about that. I also think Amari was very gracious with how he responded when his name was floated in the rumored trade for Brandon Ayuk in San Francisco. But you cannot tell me, like, that was one part of my fear. The other part of my fear was fit in the new offense, and specifically chemistry with Deshaun. 2 years ago, those two had zero chemistry in the final six games of the season. Now, I think we all kind of gave him the old pass there because, you know, what more could we say? Like, nobody was put in a good situation there by virtue of coming off the suspension. But last year, we saw glimpses of a connection between Amari and Deshaun, but there were only five games and Deshaun had a shoulder injury and we really didn't get to see it. So you add to it, all right, so there might not be a natural chemistry there. You add to it, it's a new offense. And I love how people say, well, Amari can fit into any offense. Yeah, but he doesn't have experience in a more wide-open offense. Like, Amari's the base of Amari's success has been in a West Coast system with a specific route tree and with on-schedule throws. That's not where this thing's going. So you add those two things together with a guy that was rebuffed when he wanted to get a contract extension and then floated in trade rumors the month before the season started. Like the last two games, which were the huge drop. I don't think we can really put it into proper context, the third down drop by Amari in the first half. How different that game was going, and how different scoring a touchdown on the second drive that you had after scoring one on the first one. Maybe that game does end in the 30-0 route that we sure thought it, the way it felt like it was going before things stalled as the game went in the second half. It was a cataclysmic drop by Amari. And I don't want to turn this into a bag on Amari situation because it's two games. And because I still think Amari is every bit of what Nathan said, which is a really, really damn good receiver. And honestly, probably to the point where even in places he's played, underrated. Like, you look at those numbers, 10,000-plus yards in 10 seasons. He is on a ridiculous pace, and he's just been pretty much a steady Eddie. That said, it's not just the drops that are a problem. It's the eye rolling. It's the body language. And, you know, Nathan says, you know, within that answer that we just played, you know, I'm pretty sure it's going to get fixed. There's a big part of me that does believe that, by the way. Sometimes, you know, it's wild how sometimes patience and just letting things run their course and just consistent dialogue, how much of a change that makes. But it's got to change quickly. Because I think after 2 weeks, as crazy as this might sound to say, Amari is in danger of losing his place amongst the favored sons of the Browns offense. Because Jerry Jeudy had a really, really, really good game. Because Elijah Moore, outside of that, what is it, one or two drops in the second half, Elijah was a huge part of your momentum early in that game. Even David Bell had a better game, and you hate to see that kid who just got back on the active roster then go down with a busted hip. That injury also has some implications for his career long term that hopefully, you know, they can avoid any of the issues that several great athletes, including Bo Jackson, have gone into, where if you lose blood flow to that hip, it can lead to nerve damage and the end of your career. I digress. That's for another day. But that was, I'll be honest with you guys, I can deal with the drops. The attitude is a little different. And I know Amari has gotten into spots where this has been an issue. Part of the reason why things ended in Dallas is that final year, he was not the guy he had been the few previous years. There had been some rumblings in the locker room about how he vented his frustration and whether he was 100% all in. I hope that's not the conversation that we're going to have this year with Amari. But two games in, I think this is we should probably be talking about this, but we shouldn't be panicking about it. Another two or three games, guys, we start talking about this in a much more significant and serious tone. And as hard as I've been on Kevin Stefanski, as hard as I've been on Deshaun Watson, as hard I've been on any of these guys, it's not their job to fix. I hate to be this guy, but it's Amari's business decision was, I'm going to hold out to get as much money as I can to protect myself. That's fine. You should do that. You should look out for number one. But the reason why you should do that is teams are going to do that too. So I don't think Amari has a leg to stand on here if he's pissed about not getting a long-term extension and almost being traded for Brandon Ayuk when he himself was doing what's best for Amari. When one side is loyal and the other side isn't, that's when we can talk about, you know, team loyalty and a lack thereof. When both parties are acting in their best interest, and then both parties just kind of have to grow up and get over it when it doesn't land the way either of them hope it would. Amari has to be better. Not just because his career says he's the better player and because he owes it to himself in the future. Amari has to be better because he's making a butt ton of money. And if we're going to say this about Jerry Jeudy needs to live up to his, what I will say is pretty slim contract compared to what Amari makes, then we probably should be saying the same thing about Amari. Really, like, disappointing effort, focus, reaction from Amari, especially in this game. That being said, you did get a taste of what this offense is supposed to look like when it comes to the other wide receivers. And one of the reasons why I wasn't quite there on paying Amari yet is I think that when Deshaun is most confident, most healthy, that is absolute zenith. I think being able to move the ball around with weapons that have speed and also, like Amari, can get open, I think you'd rather have three really good wide receivers out there than a 1B wide receiver like Amari. And I think I thought Jerry Jeudy's sideline catch, where basically he took the ball away from being an interception, I thought was one of the most important plays of the season, because one, it was a great play by Jerry Jeudy, a guy that we need to see that kind of play from a lot. And then two, because that's the kind of throw with Deshaun that I think Deshaun attempts when Deshaun is confident and healthy. It was a tight window throw. You had, very little margin for error. And I think making that play, even though the play was made by Jerry and the throw was a risk by Deshaun, you know, Jason McCourty in the call said, he shouldn't have thrown that ball. Disagree. Because that's the throw with Deshaun that I think those on the play, I got to make something happen. This play is broken down. I'm going to throw this into a tight window and give my receiver. That's the play that I think separates Deshaun when he's at his best. So to see Jerry Jeudy have a very good game was incredibly promising. And I'll be honest with you, I think his play was more promising than I think Amari's is concerning. Because with Amari, I look at this and go, well, he's earned the benefit of the doubt to have a bad game or two, even if it involves things that I think are non-negotiables, like good attitude. I'll give Amari that because he's a damn good receiver and he is a veteran in that locker room, and I hope that he can get past it and be a more focused and better player with that attitude that we've come to trust.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In that locker room. And I think that is going to happen. I have no reason to believe two games into this season it won't. And you add to it Jerry Jeudy and making plays the way Jerry did yesterday. Oh, and Elijah Moore was really good. And David Bell made a play or two. Like, that's how you do it, and that's how the offense should look with Deshaun. 216-474-0092. So as we look at yesterday's game, what are you putting more stock into right now? Amari's struggle through two games or Jerry Jeudy's big game? Let's go with JJ. Welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Doing very well. Thank you for calling, buddy.
All right, I'm going to start by saying good job to the offensive line. Way to step up this week. You know, at the end of the game, it was a couple of hiccups, but for the most part, I thought they did a big step from week one, that's for sure. Same goes for Deshaun. You know, if it wasn't for a few drops in that game, I thought we could have blew that. And penalties, that game should have been a blowout. You know, we got another big game. Like they say, I hope they just keep that same mindset, just week by week, man, just try to get better. And, I mean, as far as Amari Cooper go, I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about him having no attitude about trade talks. He's one of those guys where you like, you know, he's an NFL guy. He knows how the game is played. You know, you might get traded. You never know. You know what I'm saying? You might not get a contract. And if I ain't mistaken, this is a contract year for him, right? So he'll bounce back. You know, I just want to see him just – we got the Giants. This should be another one where we can wake up the offense a little bit more. Our defense can, you know, get a little better. Corey Bohorquez, great punt, man. I don't know if you listen to this show, but that was a game saver right there, man. Beautiful. All-around game. I get those guys a B-plus, man, for the week.
JJ.
No Browns. Get another one.
I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much. Everybody knows this is Bohorquez's favorite show. We've been saying that for a while. One, because we can actually say his name properly. I heard Bohorquez. The dude has been the punter for multiple years now. And this is the new James Borrego. We just can't say Corey Bohorquez's name. It's the new Holmgren. Like, I just feel like there are certain names that are beyond us. Corey Bohorquez. Now it feels like I'm taking shots at other people. I didn't mean to do that. You know, normally, when I mean to take shots, I do mean to take shots. The thing about Amari, though, is like I look at it like Jamar Chase. Jamar Chase is being a much bigger problem right now in Cincinnati. Jamar Chase is screaming at officials, getting penalties, having the coach, who is not this kind of guy, telling him to shut the you-know-what up on the sidelines. And then in the postgame, he's being very honest that he's not happy. On top of the report that he's broken off long-term negotiations with the organization because he doesn't trust them anymore. That's a much bigger concern about where Amari is. And I still think the Bengals and Jamar are going to make it work because that's what you do when you have that kind of talent. And I think with Amari, there's too much good in the last 3 years together, even though I don't know he and Deshaun have a natural chemistry. Even though I do think that he's absolutely letting his attitude get the worst of him And I think you cannot deny, like, it would be a team-friendly thing. It would be an Amari-friendly thing to ignore the implication of almost being traded and not getting what you want out of a holdout. It wasn't even a hold-in. I still think you can make it work. But it's on Amari. Amari has, because it's in a contract year, Amari has to understand you don't get paid more by big drops and a bad attitude. You don't. So even if Amari's not going to be here, I want the guy to get his paper. I want the guy to set himself up and continue to set himself up with generational wealth. Yesterday, not how you do it.